It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Many people believe that American schools are failing, but there's very little consensus on why or on how to fix the problem. Enter author, attorney, and former business executive Jamie Vollmer, who says an entirely new approach is needed. Vollmer says the problem begins with a severely outdated educational model that Thomas Jefferson developed more than 200 years ago.
He was attempting to create a system, a school system, that would serve the needs of the society. And at that time, from the late 1700s, all the way up until the late 20th century, two decades ago, we needed a small handful of people to think for a living, and everybody else was essentially going to go out into the economy and do as they were told. And that was fine, because the economy was such that they could actually get decent jobs. They could catch the American dream. In an historical heartbeat, all those jobs are gone. And now what we find is we have a school system that was designed for an agri-industrial economy that no longer exists. So when I say that schools need to change, this is not, I repeat, this is not an indictment or somehow a slap against the people working in our schools. We can't make the changes that we need to make unless the community allows those changes to take place.
You say community support is vital, but why is that so important? I mean, why can't schools just do what they need on their own?
Because it turns out, based on direct evidence, that when superintendents and boards and their staffs come together to begin to really change the major building blocks of how we educate children, how we group kids, for example. We group kids according to their date of manufacture. It's based on the assumption that they all develop at exactly the same rate of speed, when any parent of more than one child knows that's not true.
Right.
What we think is important to teach, how we grade progress. We're in a country which has a standardized testing hysteria, and as a result, we're narrowing down the curriculum to this tiny little snapshot, and we're all going to pay the piper on that in another 20 years. Major building blocks must change, but if you had your school system there try to make those changes, what will happen? Groups will come together in the community and they'll organize themselves under the banner, that ain't the way we do it around here. So what I've learned is you cannot change a school without the permission of the community that it sits in.
A lot of people think that education's issues could be solved by running schools more like a business. I know you have a business background, but how do you feel about that?
I started out exactly that way. I was running a small but very successful manufacturing company. I have a background in law, but I got involved with a buddy of mine in business, and we built this business up. And I was recruited to join the Iowa Business Roundtable, which is really how I got involved in the whole education discussion. And I was sure that schools needed to change. I was sure that the people working inside our schools were the problem, hunkered down in the monopoly, change resistant. And I was convinced if we just ran it like a business, everything would work fine. Now, that's 25 years ago, and over that period of time, I've learned certain things. First, it's not a business. There are major sort of smoking guns that tell us right away that it's not like any business anybody's exposed to. They have no control over the quality of the raw material, for example. They take what the parents send. They have very little control over the budget. They're dependent upon the ups and downs, the ins and outs, the vagaries of Colorado politics. And as an outsider, I shouldn't comment, but oh, brother. And then they're constantly being pushed around by special interest groups. It's not a business. I also learned by spending time inside the buildings. It's easy to take, you know, to be critical when you're sitting outside looking in. Spend time inside the buildings and see exactly what our schools are asked to do and how hard everybody's working to do it. You realize that we really don't have a people problem. Although all the rhetoric today and most of the school reform is based on holding people accountable as if they weren't working as hard as they can. The fact of the matter is we don't have a people problem. We have a system problem.
Jamie Vollmer, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Jamie Vollmer is the author of Schools Cannot Do It Alone. He's meeting with educators from Greeley-Evans District 6 this morning, then we'll host a public forum with community and business leaders at a noon luncheon at Greeley's Island Grove Events Center.